From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in the Taiwan Strait. A number of warships passing through there, Chinese aircraft carrier, American destroyers, destroyers from Australia as well. We're looking at a very narrow piece of water that separates the mainland from Taiwan. There was live fire exercise on one of the islands just off of the mainland to warn Taiwan that trouble's ahead. Certainly talking that way, everybody in East Asia, Japan and South Korea and the Philippines, the U.S., Australia. Is there war? It certainly looks like there is an intention by the PRC to move. And then Ann Stevenson Yang joins to talk about capital flight. It used to be that a fortune you would divide and get half of it or some of it overseas just in case. Now the rich and the not-so-rich are taking their fortunes entirely and leaving China, capital flight. Gordon Chang joins me, and then we go to Bruce Bechtel talking of the stories of thousands of North Korean soldiers drafted into the Russian army to fight in Ukraine. Right now, Bruce gave us the number of 12,000, something brigades, combat brigades, some special forces, part of the 11th Corps. It's a growing story, how many North Korean troops will be in Ukraine. They're said to be training now and headed that way. It's all very strange. And then we come to the question of nuclear warfare. Rick Fisher joins Gordon and myself. An article in the South China Morning Post boasts that China has a communication system that will survive nuclear strikes. In other words, it's a form of nuclear weapons saber-rattling, talking about surviving. And then Ann Alison Federka of the Geopolitical Futures and I discuss the recent number of outages and blackouts in Cuba because of the failed electric grid. Also, the reverses of Cuba, the depopulation of Cuba is down from 11 million to 8.5 million and sinking. I think of Cuba now as darkness visible, a brutal regime, famine, bad water, no electricity, people fleeing. On to the discussion with Andrew McCarthy and Thaddeus McCotter about the trials of Donald Trump. What happened to all those trials in 2023, 2024? Well, each has its own fate. None are coming to court. We speak of the Jack Smith, the prosecution in Washington and in Miami. We speak of the Manhattan prosecution, speak of the Attorney General of New York and the nearly $500 million fine. None of this is coming forward before the election and afterwards. Well, devil take the hindmost afterwards. And a mention of this spying case in Washington, documents purported to connect to the Israeli counterstrike to Iran, turned up stolen or copied or passed out to the enemy. The FBI is investigating, and Andy and Thaddeus and I have very little confidence the FBI has ever been successful in these leak investigations. On to the question of India and China. A tete-a-tete between Xi Jinping and Narendra Modi at the BRICS meeting taking place in Kazan, Russia. Was this a rapprochement? No, but a stand down from the line of actual control in the high Himalayas, where, as Sadanan reminds me, for 4 years there's been a standoff between the Chinese and the Indian armies. The original incident was Chinese brutality, pushing barriers, limits. You will recall that China claims part of India as South Tibet. India is interested in restoring Tibet to its sovereignty. This is a very long-standing dispute. Well, in any event, Modi and Xi were looking to either make amends or stand back a little bit from confrontation. I asked Sadanan Dume, what's in it for Modi? And certainly there is economic activity that's necessary for Eurasia to prosper. And the embargo on aspects of the Chinese economy these 4 years has not been prosperous for anyone. But I then asked, what's in it for Xi? Why is Xi suddenly looking to play patty cake with the most populous state in the world, India? And Sadanan's analysis is China's economy is in trouble and he needs help, so he's willing to make it look like diplomacy. Bob Zimmerman joins. We talk about the Space Force giving contracts to SpaceX, only to SpaceX, because the other competitors, ULA and Blue Origin, are not ready. Also, Apophis. Apophis is a near-Earth asteroid that will come close to the Earth in 2029. I hope to see it. In any event, it'll be within 20,000 miles, I believe, which is close. That's inside the geosynchronous orbit of the satellites, the big ones. And that pass of the Earth will affect its evolution around the sun, gravity of Earth. So they will recalculate then on the basis of when it comes back the next time. Will it hit Earth or will it miss us? This is technical language for near-Earth asteroids or objects. And this is one of them, Apophis, named for, I believe, existential destruction, death. In any event, it's a fun topic, Apophis. Hunting season. I speak to Simon Constable in France. Le sanglier, that's the wild boar, who roam around the forest where Simon lives, chased by the hunting dog packs on Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays, French hunting season, and occasionally a shotgun blast. We also discuss the price of commodities and what's going on back in England, back home, wherever the Labour Party has decided, quite oddly, to send 100 members of Labour to the United States to assist Kamala Harris winning the presidency. Very strange, controversial, odd. The joke among the wags is the last time the English sent group to influence the outcome of our governmental choices didn't work out so well for the Redcoats. However, we're looking at a history of the two countries spatting. Remember the joke? Common language separates two countries, and it's very difficult to make up the difference between the expectation of the English in Washington, the British, and the expectation of the Washingtonians for the government in London. These are profoundly different directions. But we are two people separated by a common language. And then Palau, a wonderful conversation with Cleo Pascal about the little island of Palau. It's going to have an election on November 5th also, under pressure by the People's Republic of China's agents to switch its loyalty from Taipei to Beijing, and resisting so far. Michael Bernstam helps me understand the deceleration of the Russian economy into 2025, and it will continue to decline because it's all guns. The oil and gas are not competitive now. Iran can undercut the market. Everything is fading. Putin needs a deal. He needs one soon. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.